The Real Rock Report Replay, powered by Lynn Boomer Construction.
The trailer for the biography, The Nine Lives of Ozzy, that is out. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on the X's Facebook page. The film is set to premiere in March at South by Southwest in Austin. 86 minutes long. I mean, you get everybody from Manson to Zombie in there talking about Ozzy's life. Even Post Malone shows up.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
Yeah, so if you want anybody to validate the career and life Ozzy has led, please get Post Malone in there to speak. Give me a break with the face tattoos. James Hetfield of Metallica, he announced his first public appearance since a short stint in rehab. He's going to appear at the opening of his car collection at the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. January 30th. It's also going to feature a, quote, fireside chat with James Hetfield, along with an auction of two of his limited edition ESP guitars, which is kind of cool. Good to see him out and doing something, and kind of looking forward to finding any video of that, just to seeing how he's doing.
And seeing those cars.
Oh, I'm sure his collection is sick.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was all like Toyota Camrys or just like Nissan,
Volvo.
Nissan Versa?
Yeah, like the cars any of us can get our hands on, not these rock star, like Versa one of a one.
Right, it's not a Bentley.
Yeah.
He just got a 91 Cavalier.
That would be more amazing than if they were really high-end cars. And Chester Bennington's old band, Grey Days, they have an album they recorded using the late singer's voice, and it's going to be coming out. Now, they've been working on this for a while. They've been trying to get everything just right. They've even used Chester's son, Jamie, for some of the fill-in stuff on it. Chester's ex-wife, or widow, I should say, is completely behind the whole project. Their drummer, Sean Dowdle, he told Kerrang that it was a very emotional project, obviously.
Sure, yes, it would be.
But he did say Chester, I mean, he was just passionate about this project, so they're putting it out there. And I've heard one of the tracks off of it so far. I thought I was listening to Linkin Park. I was like, oh my God, Linkin Park's releasing something. Like, no, it's not Linkin Park. It's Chester's first band, Grey Days, and it's kind of awesome. So that is on the way. There's no official date yet when we're going to see that, but it's coming soon.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by this one. It doesn't seem like a cash grab. These guys aren't trying to do something. They're not going to, like, go on the road and, you know, bring back Chester or some sort of hologram dumb thing.
Please don't.
It's just a project he was working on that we finally get to hear. And that's your Real Rock Report, built by Lynn Boomer Construction. Building dreams, creating memories.
Hear the Real Rock Report live weekdays at 9:45 on the Morning X. Or catch the replay at 1:45, 5:45, and 9:45 p.m. Powered by Lynn Boomer Construction on 104.9 The X.